human beings can be such jerks sometimes, can't they?
Amen.
That's what I kind of think about when it, and it's, but this story does bug me. I know a lot of people are making jokes about it, and that you're entitled to. It's your right to do that, but this bothers me. It happened at the Riverdale Zoo on Wednesday. They believe Wednesday evening into Thursday morning between 5 and 7, so 5 p.m. to 7 a.m., a baby goat, 3 months old, was taken away from its family. It's got a twin and its mother, who are apparently very distressed about this, as you'd imagine. I mean, goats are probably thinking, what the hell's going on? You know, here's the constable talking a little bit about this.
I mean, during this pandemic, everyone's stressed. Those officers are doing everything they possibly can because nobody wants this to occur. Nobody wants to have to deal with this type of situation, but it occurs. And we'll investigate it and we'll get results.
It's the Riverdale Farm. Great place to go. I've taken my kids there multiple times. They love it. They love seeing the animals up close, kind of like a petting zoo. The fact that somebody would walk away with a goat, and then I hope they return it. I hope that this is a prank. He talks, Ed Parks, Constable Ed Parks, talks a little bit more about the theft.
Reports were that between the hours of 5:30 on Wednesday to 7 a.m. on Thursday, that a suspect or suspects entered the pen within a farm and stole a three-month-old Nubian goat named Juniper. The officers provided information that described those goat being 30 pounds, black, silver fur, brown legs, and white ears. The goat has an identical twin. The twin's name is Justine, who's left in the pen unharmed. The mom was there also. We have an officer from 51 Division from the Major Crime Unit advised that this goat's understandably upset. The staff is upset. When the goat was removed from the pen, the information was that that goat would have been hysterical and probably crying at that time.
It's awful. It's awful stuff. I want to bring in Mark Mendelson, News Talk 1010 crime specialist, because there are a lot of questions I have about this, Mark, when it comes to, you know, how to investigate something like this. Great to have you on the show.
Hi, and good afternoon, guys.
So, Mark, let me read from your tweet. Joining Jay and Ryan on the rush today to discuss the theft of a baby goat from Riverdale Farms. So what kind of investigation takes place now? That's a good question, but I'm sure the three of us will figure it all out in short order. So how exactly do we do that?
I don't know. We got about 3 minutes. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
I can tell you one thing. There's no playbook for the Toronto Police in terms of theft of livestock. So this is going to be a straight-up investigation. And you know, it's great that there's a wonderful description of the goat. What everybody really needs is a real good description of the person or persons that took the time and the effort to get into this place, into the pen, and to get this goat and to get into a vehicle. And that's what the cops are really looking for now, is a vehicle or some kind of security surveillance somewhere in the area. Because this is not something you put into a Loblaws bag. I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to carry this goat? You're going to put a leash on it and try and walk it to your vehicle? You can't just sort of walk away from the scene. So that's what they're going to be looking for. A lot of security video and probably a couple of different investigative avenues. One, is this some sort of prank? Is this an end of university kind of joke or an end of high school kind of joke? I don't know. That sort of went bad. You know, somebody dared somebody to go steal an animal from the farms. Or has this, you know, this poor little goat ended up in somebody's farm just outside of Toronto, and add, you know, to add to the herd, who knows? Or listen, human consumption. Did somebody take this thing with all the thought in the mind of eating it eventually? So there's all kinds of possibilities, but there really isn't an investigative playbook other than getting the surveillance cameras, trying to find vehicles that may have been in the area that left. And most important, guys, is somebody knows about this. Drop a dime, pick up the phone, call Crime Stoppers. You can't just hide a goat.
So, Mark, you say that there's no playbook for investigating an animal kidnapping, but pun not intended, I guarantee it. But have you ever heard of another case about animals being stolen that you've had to deal with?
Well, I mean, there's certainly been lots of cases of people who have had their dogs, you know, stolen, certainly in Toronto. You know, dogs and cats and, you know, rare exotic birds have been stolen before, so have reptiles. But this is something right out of a zoo, right out of a farm. And it's not something small that you can just sort of put into a bag and walk away with it. You know, it's a goat. It's big. You know, even if it's a baby, it's still 30, 40 pounds. I mean, you can't just hide this thing. So somebody knows, you know, that, you know, either a friend of theirs was involved in this, some kind of bad joke, or that, you know, they're looking in their backyard and they're saying, hey, the neighbor's got a goat. Where did that come from? And it's going to take that kind of participation from the general public to even come close to sorting this out.
Yeah, and it's interesting. You know, as I said in the intro, Riverdale Farm is a place I go with my kids a lot. I know that there aren't many, there isn't a lot of ways in or out of that particular area, which may help in all of this. There's a big park right at the front of it, you know, very tree covered. I'm not sure there's a lot of closed circuit TV in the area, which probably adds to the challenges that the police have, because this farm is like right literally in a residential neighborhood. It's a beautiful little place, but that's going to probably make things all the more difficult to figure out.
Yeah, and they're going to have to try and narrow down the sort of time frame that that this little animal went missing. They're going to have to look for other people, whether it's stores or people's homes or what have you, that have security that capture some of the road, and just try and get a lead through that. But you know, as I said earlier, other people know that this person or persons stole this goat. You can't keep something like this quiet. You can't hide this in your trunk. So they've told somebody, they've shared it with somebody, and if anybody has sort of a modicum of conscience in them, they'll pick up the phone and they'll call Crime Stoppers and say, here's where it is. And hopefully this young animal gets brought back to mum and its twin. But, there is no investigative operational plan to deal with situations like this. This is going to be a straight-on break and enter and theft.
Mark, can you think of any reasons why we wouldn't find out about this until like 72 hours later? Do you think they were doing their own sort of internal look around?
I don't know. Maybe they were. Maybe they went through a period where they thought that this was out from its pen on its own, or was hiding somewhere or whatever. I mean, I don't know. Obviously, the delay is problematic in terms of an investigation. You want to get on these things as quickly as you can and start looking for those clues in that video as fast as possible. So whether they did their own internal searching or whether they were going through their own cameras and they wanted to ensure that the goat just hadn't been put into another pen or wandered away, this little thing didn't break out of its home. Somebody took it.
Yeah. Mark, we appreciate it. I know a lot of people think this is a laughing matter. I don't. You know, I think it's sad when it comes to a little, farm that's just trying to do good for the community. It's a great place for kids to go and be entertained by the animals for a little bit. So I hope it's got a good conclusion to it. Thanks for taking the time.
Okay. Hey, you both of you have a great weekend, okay?
You too,
you as well. That's News Talk 1010's crime specialist, Mark Mendelson. And I'm being serious about it. You can laugh. Obviously, okay, it's a goat. There's a bajillion jokes that are being told about it. Fantastic. But, it's nice. Like, and maybe I'm soft, Jay. Maybe that's what it is. I've grown soft because I've got kids. But I see the way my daughter and even my little guy, they walk around and they see these animals and they're in awe of the fact that they get to stand near them. It's not like the zoo. I love the zoo, but it's a different vibe to it, right? It's like a real working farm in the middle of the city. And I don't know. It bugs me. It bugs me. You're not probably as bugged as I am about it.
No,
but
I understand.
I hope the story has a good resolution to it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's going to be one, but I really hope that there is. Because, there's only two schools of thought, right? Either nobody's ever going to see this goat again, or it was some sort of joke, some sort of prank, and someone just realized how stupid it was, and they've got it stuck in a backyard, and someone's parent's going to come out and go, "What are you doing?
Let's drive the goat back.
Yeah. They haven't put out any type of, like with Lady Gaga's dogs, right?
Just bring the goat back.
Yeah, no questions asked.
A lot of people are asking, could a coyote get it? I mean, there are coyotes in the area, but it would be pretty evident to me if a coyote was in there and got access to one of the animals. You'd see a lot of different,
Yeah.
clues, let's say.